It is Friday, February 18, 2022, and the weekend. High wind and power outages. And the IRS moves like molasses in January through a blizzard of paperwork. Everything is going to be slower this tax season. We're going to look at this and more in just a moment.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Very glad to have you with us. I hope you have some time to yourself this weekend to chill a little bit and enjoy. Anyway, your forecast mostly clear for today. An overnight low from 10 to 16 degrees. The winds are light and variable. It'll be a chilly night. Now for Saturday, sunshine and clouds mix it up with morning flurries and then some snow squalls with a high once again between 34 and 38 degrees. Well, what a Friday morning we had. Gusty winds leading to scattered power outages. And this was Friday morning, with the majority of those outages being in eastern Hampden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. Largest single outage was in Palmer, where more than 1,000 customers were without electricity early Friday morning by 5:30 a.m. That outage was reduced to about 130 customers, mostly along the Thorndike Street corridor. This comes from National Grid. Now, there were smaller scattered outages in Belchertown, Brimfield, Hampden, Munson, New Salem, Orange, and Wilbraham. Statewide, there were about 12,000 outages in total as of 5:30 a.m., with the majority being in the central and southeastern parts of the state. Eversource says they have hundreds of crews ready to deal with these outages through the weekend. Company urging people to stay away from downed wires. You don't have to tell me twice. And always assume any downed wire could be live. And you should also report any downed lines as soon as you can to your local police department. The new $12 million Neighborhood Economic Recovery Fund continues the Sarno administration's investment of the city's allocation of ARPA funding within the community. The response to the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the importance of the city's neighborhoods as places to live. These are also great places to work and meet daily needs. The new Neighborhood Economic Recovery Fund has been developed to ensure that neighborhood businesses and institutions, which are at the core of the neighborhood life, have the resources to, well, not simply recover from the impacts of the pandemic, but also to work together with the city toward ensuring neighborhood centers in the surrounding area include sufficient housing choices, pedestrian and complete streets infrastructure, shopping and services, fresh food accessibility, health care, parks, office space, and also have easy access to educational, community and cultural programming and inclusion. The Westfield Athenaeum continues its three-concert chamber music series. This will be Thursday, April 14th at 7 p.m., with musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, known as MOSO, providing the music. A woodwind quintet of MOSO musicians will be showcased, and Guy McLean, executive director of the Westfield Athenaeum, will offer a pre-performance talk at 6 p.m., which is free to ticket holders. A program that includes Franz Danzi's Quintet in B-flat, Opus 56, number 1, Hedwig Christian's Wind Quintet, Darius Milhaud, La Cheminée du Roi René, and Igor Stravinsky's Punchinella Suite. Now, the MOSO season at the Westfield Athenaeum opens March 10 with the Aria Loca Quartet, violinists Mark Latham and Beth Weldy, violist Noralee Walker, and cellist Sandy Joe Malman performing William Grant Still's Lyric String Quartet, Charles Ives String Quartet No. 1, Opus 57, from the Salvation Army, a revival service. Beethoven String Quartet in C Major, Opus 59, No. 3, and an additional piece to be announced at the performance. The season will conclude with a concert on May 19, with a program to be announced soon. Tickets for the concert, $20, must be purchased in advance at the Westfield Athenaeum during business hours, or online. Audience members will be required to wear masks. Taxpayers may have difficulty with returns, reaching the Internal Revenue by phone, and obtaining information from their Where's My Refund and Where's My Amended Tools return this upcoming tax season. The agency's national taxpayer advocate Aaron M. Collins warned of all of this in Thursday's Senate Finance Committee hearing. Paper is the IRS kryptonite, and the IRS is still buried in it. There is no doubt that paper processing remains the agency's biggest challenge, and that will continue throughout 2022. This is in the testimony offered by Collins. Now, for context on how buried, according to the ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Mike Crapo, Republican Idaho, there are nearly 24 million unprocessed tax returns from 2021. Additionally, the IRS is facing unprecedented call volume, as 1 in 10 Americans had difficulty getting someone on the line last year. And quality of the service's equipment, which dates back to the 1960s, is an issue as well, according to the reports. Between managing compliance with the Affordable Care Act, distributing monthly child credits, absorbing hiring shortages, and enduring inadequate equipment, and in general, poor workflow practices, the results is long wait times for taxpayers. Issues as simple as paper jams caused untimely check deposits, resulting in the agency losing out on an estimated $56 million last year. Some refunds were held up to 10 months, and that same report found that fixing the issues at the heart of the matter could cost less than $1 million. In the absence of those upgrades, this year's filings could be much worse. Taxpayers who want their refunds on time should heed the IRS warning, file early, file electronically, request a direct deposit, and make sure there are no errors. Not unlike MGM Springfield, Six Flags New England is having a hiring blowout this weekend, right on through Monday, and they're going to be looking for ride monitors, lifeguards, food, beverage, and game admissions, EMT, paramedics, entertainment, retail associates, loss prevention, security, park services. Now, to kick off hiring event at the Human Resources Building, 1756 Main Street in Agawam, will run on the following dates and times. Till 8 p.m. tonight, Saturday, February 19, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sunday, February 20, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday, February 21, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, these positions start at $14.25 an hour with a variety of different benefits, such as flexible schedules, park discounts, and scholarship opportunities. If you're interested, you should be at least 16 years old or a bit older. All right, we'll hold there. Thank you very much for being with us today and for all of our programs this week. I wish you a terrific weekend. And please remember, Pioneer Valley's next program will be bright and early Monday morning, up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.